You're listening to the Connecting Industry Podcast, brought to you by Resource Industry Media. You can find out more about the resource and construction industry, including how to communicate consciously with your stakeholders at resourceindustrymedia.com.au.
Welcome to the Connecting Industry Podcast, brought to you by Resource Industry Media and Connecting Industry. I'm Kieran Moran. The Connecting Industry Podcast series is designed to tell the stories of the people who work in the resource and construction sector throughout Australia. It's our goal for these podcasts to not only keep you up to date with the latest resource and construction news, information and procurement opportunities, but most importantly, build relationships between you and our guests so you can connect with their stories and get a better understanding of how to communicate and tell your business story right. On this week's Connecting Industry Podcast, we have Aaron McGee, the Chief Operations Officer for Genex Power. Aaron has over 27 years' experience in project delivery of large underground mine development and urban infrastructure projects in Australia and overseas. Aaron has held key roles on the construction of the Olympic Dam Expansion Project, Newcrest Ridgeway Gold Project, the Cross City Tunnel and Lane Cove Tunnel projects in Sydney, as well as the Northern Sewerage Project in Melbourne. Since joining Genex in 2015, Aaron has played a key role in the development of the company's Kidston Solar Project and most recently the Kidston Pump Storage Hydro Project, currently under construction. Welcome to the program, Aaron.
Thank you, Kieran. Good to be here.
Yeah, and it's great to have you on. And as you are on, you're actually going to be appearing at a Connecting Industry luncheon on November 16. And so we're in the lead up to that. We'll be playing this podcast to the audience and giving a bit of a rundown of what to expect on the day. But first off, a lot of people will want to meet you. So tell us a little bit about yourself in relation to the work that you do. From what I can see, you've worked across a number of different areas. And in the introduction, we did talk about it there. But yes. It does seem that you like to build things.
I certainly do like to build things. Yeah, I've been in the construction industry, mining and construction industry, for 27, 28 years now since I graduated back in the mid-90s. So definitely enjoy building infrastructure and certainly enjoy building interesting projects. And I guess I'm a little bit biased, of course, but Kidston is certainly fits that category in terms of being very interesting and unique and different.
Yeah, we will get on to the Kidston project just in another minute or so. But to the point of when I do go through some of your past experience, and you've worked on a number of projects, and you've worked for Leighton Contractors and also Thiess as well, been involved heavily also with John Holland. Yes. Now, with Genex Power, renewable energy sector, before we get to there, you're only for a short time with Leighton Contractors, and that was a division in coal. What's it like moving over from coal to also renewable energy projects?
Certainly that was an interesting transition. Yeah, spent 4 years in the coal mining services arena, open cut coal mining services arena initially with John Holland Mining Division, which after a couple of years got rolled and wrapped into Leighton Contractors Mining Division, and spent 2 years with Leighton Contractors. And then a brief period when the mining businesses all got rolled into Thiess for 6 months in 2015 before I left and joined Genex in July 15. Yeah, so certainly, yes, you would say it's a one extreme to the other, coal mining through to renewable energy. But it's that space was very interesting and I enjoyed that time there. But certainly I'm enjoying the time with Genex in the renewable energy space. I guess what drew me to Genex initially was particularly the hydro project and particularly given my underground mining and tunnelling experience and background prior to a brief interlude in the coal mining space. So that was the primary reason for joining Genex, the underground aspect of the Kidston Hydro project.
And as it is, you have construction of the cross, so you're saying with the tunnels and so forth, so the Cross City Tunnel and the Lane Cove Tunnel projects in Sydney you worked on as well, and also the Northern Sewerage Project in Melbourne.
In Melbourne, yes.
But I suppose we're going to talk a lot about the Kidston Project and the Renewable Energy Zone and so forth and everything that is going up on there. But as you're just talking about the tunnel, well, we might as well go straight into that. You actually hit some underground water going into the tunnel recently for the Kidston project.
Yeah, so unfortunately, we've unexpectedly hit some groundwater in the main access tunnel at around about the 1,100 metre mark. So that's over the last few weeks has been causing us a few challenges that we've needed to knock heads together with all of our contractor and designers and some third party outside experts in this space, but we're working through the problem, and hopefully in the not too distant future, and within the next few weeks, we'll get going again with the main access tunnel. That hasn't stopped the project from continuing or proceeding to the construction works, at least proceeding on other fronts, including underground. We're currently proceeding with the tunnel excavation towards the power station cabin. And that's continuing quite nicely. And then in the meantime, of course, the surface works with the Wises Dam is also progressing unhindered and quite nicely as well. So it's a little hiccup in the project construction phase, but it's not something that we can't get through with some clever engineering. And hopefully, as I say, we'll be underway again with the main access tunnel within the next few weeks.
And that is one thing about the whole Kinston Clean Energy Hub in what you are doing, because it's actually been quite successful in on time and on budget and so forth. So, of course, you hit a few snags here and there, and like the one you were just talking about. But at the same time, it is, the whole project itself is getting applauded quite well across the entire sector in relation to it. And for those that don't know, so it's a Kinston Clean Energy Hub, which incorporates solar, wind, and also the hydro project. Now, this hydro project as well is about the first one in Australia that's been built in roughly 40 years. Is that correct?
That is correct. Yes, it is indeed. So it'll be the fourth pump storage hydro project that will be built in Australia. It'll be the third largest when it's completed. But that will be overtaken, of course, by Snowy Hydro, Snowy 2, Snowy 2.0, once it's completed a few years further down the track.
Okay, well, let's give us a rundown of the whole project itself. I would like to talk about, as far as I can see, there's two solar projects. You've got the wind project, which you're just about to move on to very soon as well.
Yes.
A lot of workers up there at the moment, as you've discussed. You're already in construction and so forth of the hydro project and some of the solar, as far as I'm aware. And so first, let's get on to the pumped hydro project. What does it incorporate?
Sure. So the construction of the hydro includes, I guess we like to describe the project as probably four large projects in one. So firstly, of course, we have the transmission line being constructed, 190-kilometre transmission line being constructed from Mount Fox to Kidston, and that is being constructed by Powerlink together with UGL. And then the second project or big project within the whole project is the Wises Dam construction, and that is being undertaken by McConnell Dow John Holland joint venture. The third component is the underground excavation works, tunnels, shafts, power station cabin, transformer cabins, cable shafts, ventilation shafts, etc. Again, all being undertaken or constructed by John Holland McConnell Dow joint venture, and then I guess the fourth key piece of the project, of course, is the OEM component. So the machines themselves, which are being supplied, manufactured, supplied, and installed by Andritz Hydro, and that's under and part of the McConnell Dow John Holland joint venture EPC contract that we have with those guys. So yeah, so it's a large, multi-discipline, complex project, I guess from an engineer's perspective, it's an engineer's delight. It has probably just about every type of construction and engineering discipline you can almost care to think of, barring maybe aeronautical engineering. So it's got a bit of everything for everybody. Very interesting project.
Yeah, which I'm sure you would enjoy, as we speak to quite a few engineers here. And yeah, like you said, it encompasses so much. How many workers roughly have you got on there at the moment?
Yeah, currently we have around about 240 workers in the camp at the moment. This time next year, we will have peaked at around about 420. So we've still got a Still got a few more to come on board over the next 12 months, but yeah, currently 250. So yeah, quite a busy place at Kidston at the moment.
Now, also, this is a company, as we said, it's the whole Kidston Clean Energy Hub. And tell us a little bit about some of the solar project.
Yeah, sure. So the Kidston Clean Energy Hub, so far we've built the 50-megawatt solar farm, and we built that in 2017, 2018. We built that on top of the old tailing storage facility here at the mine site. So, yeah, it's been running since mid-18. The second project, of course, is the hydro project, which is currently under construction. The third project that we'll construct as part of the Clean Energy Hub will be the Kidston Wind Farm, and we're targeting a 250-megawatt capacity wind farm. And then the fourth and final component that's on the drawing board at the moment is the larger solar farm, the Kidston Stage 2 solar farm, which is potentially up to 270 megawatts. But for the time being, at least, we're concentrating on the hydro construction phase, and in the meantime, developing the wind farm as a priority over the solar farm. We see the market in demanding more wind into the network than solar at the moment. So yeah, the wind farm here is our focus at the moment before the solar farm at this stage.
And with the energy that it creates and so forth, what area is it servicing?
So yeah, so in terms of its, you know, the hub's location in North Queensland, so it's obviously certainly focusing on the North Queensland region, extending just north of Cairns and you know down to Townsville and the Mackay region essentially, so fitting into this North Queensland section of the transmission network, Powerlink transmission network.
Okay, let's get on to another, because Kidston, Genex Power in that respect, they're doing a number of projects throughout Queensland, and also one project I think I can see in New South Wales as well. We had you on the program in relation to the Connect and Renewable Energy Conference Queensland in relation to the Bouldercombe Battery Project. Tell us where that project's up at the moment.
Yeah, sure. So the Bouldercombe Battery Project's progressing well. We're now well established on site, and construction work's well on the way. Powerlink are involved in that project as well, with the connection aspects of the project, but also the supply and installation of the main transformer. So the civil works for those components on the Powerlink side of the fence there are well advanced in preparation for the kit arriving in the not too distant future. The battery project itself with CPP and Tesla, so manufacturer of the battery components and controller systems and all those things are also well advanced and are due for delivery into the country early next year. So that project's progressing well. It's on track for completion and commissioning in Q2 next year.
Yeah, it's great to hear that the project is moving along as well, and a lot of local content working on that project all the way up and down. So in relation to local content, we do have the main listeners of this, of course, are the supply chain around the region, and of course we're speaking to you as you'll be speaking at the Connected Industry Luncheon on November 16. How important is it to use the local content, local suppliers and so forth for Genex Power?
Oh, Kieran, very important. You know, we've always taken great pride in ensuring that we maximise the use of local suppliers and contractors. I think it's important that, you know, if we build these projects in people's backyards, that people in the region and companies and businesses in the region are given every opportunity possible to participate in the project's development and construction. You know, we have the hydro project is drawing on, an enormous number of people and businesses across the North Queensland region, Cairns to Townsville to Mackay, and in fact down to Gladstone. We engaged a business based in Gladstone to do all of the Oak Thrush construction camp upgrade works last year, for example. So yes, the net is being cast far and wide. Obviously, being a Queensland project, it's good to see lots of Queensland businesses and people being involved. But again, that stretches to across Australia generally.
Yeah, it is. And I suppose in relation to your Queensland projects, can you tell us anything about the Bully Creek Clean Energy Project?
Yeah, sure. So look, early days of that project development phase. finalising arrangements with the company that we've acquired the project from. But yeah, seeking to develop and then construct that project in fairly short succession over the next 6 to 12 months. So yeah, so I'm pretty excited about that one. It's potentially a very large battery and in combination a very large solar farm as well. Looking forward to getting underway with that one, particularly yeah. Given it's closer to my home, closer to where I'm based in Brisbane. So that'll be great.
Okay, yeah. Well, it's good to hear about that project, and I know that the supply chain are also very interested in that one. Now, talking about BV being very interested, I'm not sure if you can talk about this, of course, but recently, because yous are going very well in relation to, you know, everything on budget, everything on time, you had a slight hiccup with the tunnelling, but I don't think that's going to stop you. You'll still probably most likely be on budget in times as well in respect to that. Correct. But you've created a lot of interest all over the place, including where a few months ago it was an unsuccessful, but also there was a takeover bid as well by Atlassian billionaire Scott Farquhar, if I remember that, Skip Essential that's Infrastructure correct. Fund and Stone with, Peak with Partners. Skip
Capital. Yep, that's correct. Yep, correct. Yeah, so look, that process is still continuing, though we're still in discussions with that consortium, Stone Peak and Skip Capital, and hoping to conclude that process within the next few weeks is where we're hoping to get to.
Yeah, well, it's
I can't probably say much more than that at this stage, but other than it's still ongoing.
Well, thank you for being able to say that at least to that point. And but it is, it shows how much Genex Power has actually come, their capabilities, and also the respect that they have got for this to be happening as well. Yes. And it sort of moved very quickly in that respect with the growth of Genex Power. What's in the future for the business? Can you be able to talk about that at all?
Oh, Kieran, I think whether we are taken over and we have new owners going forward or not, I think the future for the business is very bright. As well as the projects that we have on the table at the moment that we're seeking to develop, we are continuing to look for other opportunities out there in the renewable space, including another hydro project. Looking to expand the company in a controlled and carefully considered approach, I suppose. One needs to be careful not to bite off more than one can chew, I guess.
Yeah, talking about
that approach, I guess, yeah.
You mentioned the opportunities and be careful not to take off more than you can chew and so forth. Yes. Yes. Which actually probably leads me to the recent announcement by the Queensland government. They're seeing projects like yourselves as a big winner for the future of Queensland with the announcement of their energy plan and a big hydro project also up in North Queensland. What do you think about all those announcements?
Oh, look, Kieran, I think, it's fantastic. I mean, we've always believed and seen that Queensland presents massive opportunities for renewable energy and a transition from black energy to green. And I think the Queensland government announcement is great. Presents huge opportunities for us going forward. Absolutely.
Yeah, definitely, and a huge opportunity, especially for the supply chain across Queensland itself, across Australia, but predominantly North Queensland and Central as well. Yes. Well, Aaron,
I might add that just on that front with Queensland government, we've been afforded fantastic support from the Queensland government. So we're delighted to see that announcement, and hopefully there's other opportunities to work together with Queensland government going forward in the future.
I'm sure there will be, especially with the experience that Genex Power does have and yourself and the entire team in that respect.
Absolutely.
We're actually at the end of the podcast, mate, so thank you very much again for joining us, because we did have you on here a year or so ago, and we're talking a little bit differently in relation to those projects. We've been speaking to Aaron McGee, who's the Chief Operations Officer for Genex Power, and Aaron will be appearing at the Connecting Industry Luncheon on November 16, and that's in Gladstone. He'll be talking about a lot of the projects we just talked about as well. Make sure you do get along and come and meet him as well. well, and you never know, you might be able to work with Genex Power in the future as part of the supply chain. And if you do want to get onto that, go to connectedindustry.com.au/events and you'll be able to get onto that event. And he'll also be appearing with Mark Turner, the Chief Executive Officer of Greenvale Mining, which they've got some exciting projects as well. But thank you very much for joining us today, Aaron.
My pleasure. Thank you, Karen.
You've been listening to the Connecting Industry Podcast interview series with Kieran Moran from Resource Industry Media. To find out more about the resource and construction industry, including past podcasts, news and events, go to resourceindustrymedia.com.au.